Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
You might have gotten one of these. One of these is from a mainstream source.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that I'm not creative in my sourcing of these?
I know where you got all of them, actually. So I would say no.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I think I deserve more respect than that.
God.
All right. Let me get a fistful of hypodermic needles used varieties. Punch you in the belly.
Just the big old belly punch.
Belly punch with a needle hand.
Needle hand. That's a Mega Man villain.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's back.
Who's back?
Don't let him go to the bathroom. He's gonna steal your drugs.
He's gonna raid your medicine cabinet.
God,
it's gonna say
he's a total dick. He used all the mayonnaise.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 67 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole Ross.
My name is Chris Ross.
And we're here to entertain your asses
thoroughly.
To get up in there and just make sure. I mean, if your asses are not fully entertained by the time we're done, then we haven't done our job.
Your ass is our steez.
Your ass is our steez. Hey, Chris, can you tell me a story?
Oh, God, no.
Hey, knocks on the door. Chris, we're the local police. Oh, God, no.
Oh, God,
we
no.
Just want you to tell you a story, okay?
All right, just let me finish my steez. British airline Virgin Atlantic has retained the services of a whispering coach whose job is to make sure that those who book a seat in its forthcoming upper-class dream suite aren't submitted to the horrors of speech over 30 decimals while the lights are dimmed. The teacher named Richard Fitzgerald explains that a whisper soothes and relaxes passengers. The crew will also be learning how to properly wake up those who are sleeping in first class.
How to properly wake them up as
well,
opposed
yeah.
to the bing bong.
There's two ways. Excuse me, say your gin.
And what's the other way?
The bitch is back. She brought movers.
Oh, God. Is that what the pursuit of wealth is about?
Keeping the bitch with the movers away. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I mean, just
bitch doesn't have to be a woman. It could be the bank.
Well, yeah. No, that's fine. I'm not worried about that.
That bitch from the bank. Remember the one from the Beverly Hillbillies? I can't remember her name, but that was a bitch from a bank. she was clearly a...
That, no.
Okay, marker.
But is that what the pursuit of wealth is about? Just finding more ways for people to coddle you?
I think it might be.
Yeah, I mean... Like the ultra dream class?
No, I said lower it to a whisper.
A whisper. 30 decibels. 30 decibels is 2 mice fucking.
Normal speech is like 60, 70.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So please, excuse me, sir. Sir.
Sir. It's soothing and relaxing.
Sir, sir, can you please grab the oxygen mask? We're going down.
No.
excuse me, sir. No, you're hitting a negative 12, so... I'm looking at the VU meter. You're hitting a negative 12.
So what is that? What is that, less than it needs to be?
No, it's less. I mean, it's more than it needs to be. So
I need to be at
yeah.
Excuse me.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Okay, you're doing good.
But
you're doing good.
Your money is still here.
That's right.
You still have all of your money.
That's so good to know. Thank you.
Do you feel soothed and relaxed?
I do. When we get to the destination, will the money still be here?
The money will still be there.
Oh, that is great. I'm so happy.
Rest easy.
Now the water that I'm drinking, has it ever passed through the urinary tract of a poor person?
Excuse me, your gin.
My gin?
The bitch is here with the movers.
Oh, no. I should have paid more money.
I should have paid more money, but I didn't.
God, Richard Branson.
Charles Bronson.
Richard Dick. I remember back in the day when Dick Branson and I.
Charles.
Dick Bronson. With a little Dickie Bronson.
Forbes cover story. Charles Bronson buys Virgin American Airlines from Rich Price.
We would go down and work the streetcar. We would flip potato cakes on Saturday mornings.
Not because they called them, but they were... No. That was old-timey, so it's not offensive.
No, it's way more offensive then. No, it was acceptable then.
No, I'm just picturing Charles Bronson owning Virgin American Airlines. Changing it to Death Wish Airlines.
I don't even know.
Do you remember, or were you there when we were watching the pirated version of The Love Guru?
But I first looking, I think I died once and then came back after that.
No.
That
no.
was a horrible movie.
Well, no, it was a horrible movie.
And not like, wow, that's really horrible. I mean, like, that's horrible.
No, I won't.
It was bad news.
I won't name names, but it would have been a situation where you would have been there. Somebody that we're close with who's very fond of pirating movies. Okay.
Okay.
And the DVD of The Love Guru that he burned, put it in the DVD player, and we were sitting down, and it was The Love Guru, and it was awful, but interspersed, like, because of, like, how the torrent came down or how it was burned, were scenes from Death Wish with Charles Bronson.
Oh, I remember that. I think I was wicked high.
Were you?
No, I don't know. But I remember that now. I don't remember why. I don't
the
remember
circumstances.
It.
It was like Christmas time a couple years ago.
I remember that. And it was like the best movie ever.
Because it fit. There were things that
did.
Were like...
It was like, oh, it was, yeah.
Mike Myers was saying something about
that,
Mariska
Hargitay. That man was so angry.
What's that?
That man was so angry that we liked it.
He was.
Because it was supposed to be...
It was supposed to be just straight Love Guru.
Check out this find.
Yeah.
Check out how awesome I am at Torrent.
Clear as a bell. Clear as a bell.
But I am Champ Torrent.
I am the king of the torrents. You will flee before my might. No, but it would be like Mike Myers saying something about, you know, Mariska Hargitay, and then it would cut to Charles Bronson just beating up some punk in a bathroom. Stall. We cut back to Justin Timberlake and Natalie Portman or whoever. The
kid starts crying. He's like, I paid for this.
God. Love it. That mustache. Both of those mustaches.
Way to go.
Huh.
Way to go, Dickie Bronson.
Since we're talking about speeches and speech and noise levels, can we take an early trip this week?
Yeah.
To the science.
No.
Okay. So 30 decibels, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's taken for granted that some people are just really obnoxious when they talk. One of them might be us. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know. You know.
But
you,
we do.
We do.
But you know. We know.
We know,
but
we don't
you know.
Say it. Yeah. We know, but we don't say it. So that just happens. That's why Japanese researchers have been working furiously on a, quote, shut up gun. The device is a combination directional microphone and speaker. When aimed at the offending person, it records their voice and plays it back at them at a slight delay, causing them to A, lose their train of thought, and B, realize how they sound to other people.
Causing them to A, lose their shit.
The Japanese shut-up gun quickly gave way to actual gun.
Causing them to A.
The device can be used portably or be mounted in a stationary position. Like, you know, when we're doing mic checks for the show and there's a little bit of delay and you make me go back to a different mode, you know, like how crazy that makes you, you know, when your monitor is weird, that's what it does. It gives you that little wah, 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 wah. Like, it's like linked to the same area in the brain that stuttering is. So like when you hear yourself with a slight delay, it really messes you up. So it stops you. It's a courtesy machine. It's an enforced courtesy machine.
Way to go.
Way to go, Japan.
Shut up, Japanese man.
I've never heard one of them talk.
Why don't you come over here? have a conversation with Dickie Bronson.
With Charles Bronson. You mean Branson, right?
Richard Branson.
Yeah.
Charles Bronson, Dickie Branson.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, sorry.
Needed that?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Required. I'm going to lose my shit.
I'm so crazy. Hey, Chris, tell me a story.
God damn it. All right. A husband and wife had pleaded guilty to a string of arson attacks on homes, businesses, and abandoned cars, but they say that they have no explanation for their actions. The couple would hire a babysitter to look after their children, go out to dinner, and then drive the streets, finding things to set on fire. The wife is quoted as saying, "It became somewhat of an activity, you know, a break from the children."
At least they didn't set the kids on fire.
Mutual interests are hard to come by, you know, sometimes it's golf lessons, sometimes it's burning other people's houses,
just burning other people's houses down.
Sometimes it's genealogy.
Let's trace it back.
Sometimes we got to go to the windowless, you know, Jehovah's Witness church to look up relatives from past times.
From so far back.
Sometimes we need to hop in the Volkswagen and travel to Painted Post, New York.
You're over-enunciating. That's so weird. Why are you doing that?
Maybe we need to drive to Wapakoneta.
to go to the Neil Armstrong Museum.
And find out what Devin Ross III's company crest looked like in the Civil War.
Stop! Stop it! Stop it.
Sometimes maybe we just need to find a pie, you know, cooling on the ledge of a window, and then light those curtains on fire.
Shouldn't have put that pie out when it was so hot.
Hey,
pie's gone.
Pie's cold.
On fire.
I don't know. It just makes me love you, babe. You too, babe.
I love you, honey bunny. How do you set a car on fire? I know that they do it in Greece all the time, but
it's like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes those cartoon cars, you just flip them and they burn,
like a Grand Theft Auto,
like a Fiat.
Yeah,
it's an Italian Greek car. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I got it. I know where Fiats come from.
Way to go, babe.
Yep,
love you.
you burn that house.
Want to call
hun.
And see if the kids are all right? These people's kids aren't. We burned their house.
We burned their house down.
Burnt those their, kids. Our kids are fine.
All their toys are gone.
Hired a setter.
Hey, kids, all your toys are gone.
All these other kids. Good news. Found out first one on the boat. House burning.
Everything on fire. Chris, sometimes you have to do stuff just to feel alive.
Just to feel connected, just right?
Yeah. Like, how do you discover that shared passion, though? Because, like, as you said, it's so rare.
It only takes one.
Only takes one. Hey, you're on a ground-level apartment. You have sex accidentally with the window open. You find out, hey, we're both kind of into exhibitionism. Did you both just, like, were you both planning to burn down the same bar for insurance money? And, like, oh, it's a match made in heaven? Is that a field in OkCupid? What crimes would you like to share with me? What kind of secrets can we keep?
In this case, the wife found out after about, like, 8 or 9 different arson attacks that the guy perpetrated.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she's like, wait a second, you like this? And he's like, yeah, totally. And she's like, oh my god.
They Mr. and Mrs. Smith did.
Soulmates.
You're an assassin? I'm an assassin.
I love burning things. You love genealogy?
Burn that family tree down.
I don't so much like doing it. I like the word. Like all those vowels.
Oh, god. Genealogy. So many,
I love that
so many
one.
Vowels all in a row.
Sounds like a science that should be about rocks, but it isn't.
Geology and geography. I always get them mixed up. Which one's pressure and time?
Geology.
A school in Louisville, Kentucky was suffering from poor test scores and high rates of suspension. So the principal did the only reasonable thing. Outlaw talking in the hallways. Hallway cameras reveal that most bullying took place between classes. So when it's time to change classes, kids are lined up and escorted silently by teachers from class to class. Any utterance will result in suspension or other disciplinary action. To be clear, this is a middle school, so most of these kids are old enough to start having kids. I've got like 5 kids at home. I'm 14 and you're walking me from class to class and telling me not to talk. I could fucking shiv you. This is 2012.
Did these administrators and teachers seriously not turn on the news?
And see,
do they like, not fucking turn on the news? Because as soon as a kid is old enough to swing a hammer and break a lock off the gun cabinet, you need to stop fucking with them.
They're going to start burning buildings down.
Because the problem
is treated as gods.
The problem isn't over there. It's not like those kids are stuck at home, okay? Because right. they're going to swing the hammer, break the lock, get the gun, and then you're going to send a big fucking red bus to go get them. All right?
Our condolences to the family in Ohio.
It doesn't matter. It happens all over.
It does because kids are crazy and unbalanced.
They need to stop it.
They need to learn to fear. Fear these kids. They've got nothing. They've got nothing to lose.
So far as I'm concerned, the teachers that are the women teachers that are fucking boy kids.
Yeah,
that's preservation.
they're doing it to save their lives. That's
exactly.
That's blackmail. Please don't.
That's a different kind of crosshairs when you're looking at a target.
Please don't shoot me execution style.
Please don't do that.
He was shot gangland style.
Please don't wholeheartedly...
Marker. I didn't actually put a marker down when you said
remember that. All those rendezvous that we had in my Tacoma pickup?
Yeah, out there, study hall. We shared cigarettes.
I think we
shared
did.
Cigarettes and booze.
Remember that?
You taught me to appreciate peach schnapps, and I taught you to appreciate Pokemon. We met about halfway in the middle, and when you stopped, I came in and went on a rampage. Remember that? Remember that? And then we couldn't talk in the halls anymore.
God. Good Lord.
What are we doing? How do we survive?
We don't.
How did we survive? Like, middle school is bullshit. Oh, man.
I have the answer to how we survive.
Okay.
Alberto Ghibellini from the University of Milan and Francesca Minerva from Melbourne University wrote in the Journal of Medical Ethics that fetuses and newborns do not have the same moral status as actual persons. The pair say that killing a baby should be permissible in all cases where abortion is, including cases where the newborn is not disabled, adding that the fact that both are potential persons is morally irrelevant. The paper posits that the act wouldn't be categorized as infanticide, murder, or euthanasia, since the killing wouldn't necessarily be in the baby's best interest. These two scientists, Scientogs...
No, those are
different. Are saying what?
Scientologists are Scientologists.
My bad.
These two Scientologists.
They probably are. These two doctors of Scientology are saying that you can just kill anybody.
Whatever.
Excuse me, were you a baby once? You were a baby, right?
I was a baby once. I'm so sorry.
How long has it been since you were a baby? Never mind, don't answer. Here's a gun.
You're done.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I just quoted Sinatra in New York and nobody picked it up.
What was it now?
I said I was a baby.
I've never seen that flick.
You've never seen that movie? Don't. No. It'll destroy you.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
I'm strong enough. No, I'm strong enough.
We'll watch it and it will destroy you.
I've destroyed you 3 times. Yes, you've watched that movie and you're here.
You've destroyed me 3. How much? What 3 times have you destroyed me?
Watch that. See the scoreboard? Vicarious wins?
Yep.
7.
Okay. It's a complicated issue. I think that those guys went a little bit overboard. You just kill whoever, whatever. I mean,
those guys are just like, it's not a person.
That's like 2 steps away from like saying that like, oh, the earth would be better off if we killed 95% of the population.
Yeah, I think I heard you say that.
No, I've said they're
like
too...
not in this scenario. No. I've heard you say that in life.
No, I've said that the root cause of many of our problems is that
95% of the population.
Is that there are too many people, but not like Fight Club. Let's go back to climbing kudzu vines on the Sears Tower and hunting deer on freeways. I'm talking about like, you know, maybe we shouldn't be having so many babies, but
that's a Will Smith movie.
No, it was, but they adapt it. Okay, so Fight Club is an adaptation of Fight Club, the novel, and I Am Legend is an adaptation of Fight Club, the movie.
As written by Mark Antony. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. That just makes me sad. What's with you in killing kids? These past 2 weeks, it's just been...
That's my last killing kids. It's not about... No, there's nothing, okay. You know, about that.
Nothing. Are you going to promise me that?
No,
I can't make a promise.
No, I read the first three words of all the rest of my stories. Okay.
None of them said
dead babies.
None of them said a kid who died.
Yeah, none of them do. So,
God.
27, 32, 19.
Okay. Chris, back in 2008, an Egyptian-born poker dealer named Assam Ahmed Ayed.
Does it matter what his name is? Egyptian-born poker dealer?
He's working in Las Vegas.
See my hand? It's under the table for my star.
Do you think it sounds dangerous? Do you think Egyptians didn't use throwing stars?
No, but I do against them.
Stop it. I will not abide this casual racism. Just throw cats at them and they'll run away. They're Egyptians.
Nicole abides.
Everything I learned about Egyptians, I learned from the mummy. Those bugs that go under your skin, like all of them have those. Okay, so he decided to change up his profession. Dealing poker, don't want to do that anymore. So he wanted to become a hitman. To increase his visibility in the market, he hired someone to make him a website, hitmanforhire.net. The web designer could hardly believe it, but hey, it was a job. He was caught, and the story was recently picked up by a production company and will likely be made into a movie. He wasn't caught because of the website, though. That would be too obvious, right? Here's what he did. Ayed would research murder methods, including the manufacture of ricin, while also looking up information about Clay Aiken for his wife, because she is a huge Clay Aiken fan. He never got up the nerve to kill anyone. Instead, he would take a cash deposit, then approach the victim and extort them for money in exchange for their lives. This, ultimately, is how he got caught.
Hey, listen.
There's somebody who's like soups mad at you.
I'm supposed to kill you. But I'm willing to not.
I'm willing to not kill you.
I wouldn't prefer to. I wouldn't say that.
What I'm saying is the reason that I am here to kill you is money. And the reason that I would not kill you would be more money. Because hosting fees, I got to pay Dreamhost.
Does he sell it? Or does he threaten it? Does he say, hey, listen,
ostensibly,
wouldn't we all want times 10 money?
More money equals better than. But wouldn't we all want times 10 money? No, to his clients, he says, hey, I'll kill this person for this money. Then he goes to the victim and says, hey, I won't kill you if you give me
times 10 money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's times 10 money. We were talking about a lot of money, like $17,000 what he was taking. It was a deposit, essentially. Is what he was taking.
$70,000 is a deposit on killing someone?
Yeah. What's a human life worth? I don't know.
What's it not worth?
This guy does. That web developer
does.
What's
it worth to make it end?
Those people over at Dreamhost, they know. I mean, some of his clients, like one of them was a middle school.
It's like $50,000 to kill somebody?
Yeah.
You want me dead?
I'm just like, you know, just like... I'll do it. Want me dead?
No, you want me dead? I'll do it.
Wait a minute.
What am I worth? You want me out?
What?
You want me out?
No, I can't do this podcast without you. Even though our voices are similar.
Yeah. Your face.
Yeah, your face.
My face?
Pick a story, any story.
Gun and
you threw a card. Did I take one of your stories?
No, they were just... They were strewn about. Pennsylvania police and firefighters responded to reports of a natural gas leak at an apartment complex. There was no gas leak. However, there was a temporarily relieved boyfriend. The boyfriend went from being relieved to arrested. Turns out, he called in the fake gas leak because his girlfriend would not let him into her apartment, and he suspected she had another man hiding inside. The gas leak forced the total evacuation of the complex.
Couldn't you have just called in a bomb threat and gotten the same result?
And you could call in anything.
Yeah, you could call in. I think you can actually call the fire department and say, hey, my woman's running around on me, and they'll come and help you. Because they look out. They look out for their fellow men. Oh, man, it's a gas leak. So when you said he was temporarily relieved, I thought that this was going to be a fart story. I thought you were taking this to Fartville.
No, he was relieved. He was like, she's not. Oh,
boy. No, no.
There wasn't a dude in there, but now no. I'm going to jail.
Now I'm going to jail. There's just a woman in there.
Yeah, there was a woman.
I could have been a part of that.
Yep.
But then I wasn't.
Yep. Now turns out she was cooking a Hot Pocket, watching Fantasia.
Fantasia 2000 or the regular?
The regular.
Oh, okay, that's good. I like to hear that.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Wait, that was...
Not that.
That was not that. I know.
No, I don't know what it was.
I don't know what it was, but I know it was not that. Mm-hmm. Man, you're really bad at Disney.
I know, right?
You're so bad at Disney.
Never played Candyland while going on Chutes and Ladders.
A Frenchman is taking Google to court for $13,300 in damages after their Street View cameras caught him urinating in his own yard. This made him the laughingstock of a small village. Says his lawyer, quote, everyone has the right to a degree of secrecy. In this particular case, it's more amusing than serious. But if he had been caught kissing a woman other than his wife, he would have had the same issue. He thought he was obscured by the gate, but the cameras viewed over the top of the fence, catching him in the act. Street view. Pissing. Okay, so I'm going to piss in public and expect privacy? I'm going to piss outside. I don't understand the desire to piss outside.
It's convenience.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not a desire.
But it's his house.
Your body desires.
It's your body. Your body desires it.
Your mind is your bladder, convenience.
Your bladder wants it out.
Yep.
It just squeeze this out. Squeeze this out on the side of this building.
When was the last time you peed outside?
It was his house. I don't think I ever have.
Really?
Yeah. Never. You never pissed outside.
Really? In your whole life?
Whole life.
Not even as like a child.
Maybe like in a diaper on a camping trip.
Never pissed outside.
I've never pissed outside. I've never walked up to a tree and pissed on a tree.
I piss outside the weekly.
Weekly.
I'm not fucking with you.
Where do you piss?
Anywhere.
What do you piss on? Stuff? What do you piss against?
I'm not going to get that specific. I mean, I already admitted that I do. I mean, tell you like exactly where and when.
Well, I want to get Google out there. I want to find out.
Not even going to allude that it's on a schedule.
But you said once weekly.
Yeah, but I did already. So.
So,
marker.
I don't do it. I've never pissed outside, never pooped outside. I can barely poop in a public restroom.
It's usually dark.
Chris, tell me a story.
It's usually not at a school.
it's usually not against the dugout during Little League practice.
Usually not. Generally not. Three escort services are asking a federal judge in Utah to overturn a new law that they say makes it too easy for undercover cops to make prostitution arrests. Utah law had previously defined solicitation as a person agreeing to have sex for money, but the amendment now includes exposing or touching themselves. A lawyer representing Baby Doll Escorts says, and this is an LLC, by the way,
they got their papers filed.
Says that the law allows authorities to make a prostitution arrest simply because a person acted sexy. Hey. Too sexy.
Your sexy is too right.
Excuse me. Are you rubbing your labia?
Are you gently separating
those lips?
Those labia?
Those labias?
Stop. We're gonna have to cuff you. We're gonna have to cuff you. Cuff you on the
good my God.
God.
Slut?
Yeah, sexy. Let's not use that word.
Why? too limball for you?
Yeah, too limball for me.
Even though 2 weeks from now that won't be in the news.
Okay. But yeah, your sexy is too right. In fact, this meter, boop 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 boop, boop
sexy
boop, boop,
and I know it.
you brought sexy back to Utah too soon.
No, that's a different song.
Is it? No, is it
party time anthem rock noise? I think that's
the international players anthem.
I think it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Party time anthem rock noise.
Party. Yeah. that's the Japanese translation. Party time. Party time.
LMFAOMIMI.
LMFAOMIA.
Is Is MIA playing with them?
Yeah, yeah. No, really? It's part of the group. It's a super group.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like them Crooked Vultures, but for awful people.
Wow.
Oh, I dropped the... What?
Don't know why that group's called Crickets with Canes.
I just dropped a them Crooked Vultures reference.
I don't even know who that is.
No, it's good. It's
but I prefer Crickets with Canes.
It's Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age on guitar and vocals.
Uh-huh.
John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin on bass and Dave Grohl on drums.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Steve Dave, Steve Dave?
What?
Does that have Steve Dave, Steve Dave?
Steve Dave, I don't...
No?
It has Elaine Johannes from A Perfect Circle doing rhythm guitar.
That's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a 4'3" Asian crossdresser. Steve Dave, Steve Dave.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he that shortest man in the world from Nepal?
No. He sings a cappella. In falsetto.
Tube and throat singing, so he does all the parts.
He does tube and throat.
Yeah?
Yes.
Tube and throat?
He does tube and throat and guttural flaps.
With his labia?
On the hinoids.
Did you do a story or did I do a story last
time? I think I might have talked a minute.
Okay. Let's see here. It's a typical sight on Facebook. Advertisements at the corner of the page. Why'd you make a jerk off?
This is a typical sight on Facebook.
High school girlfriend, just beat it raw.
You mean like stabbing a clock? I hate the timeline.
It's so bad. I hate it. But advertisements at the corner of the page, hawking goods and services. However, one ad has garnered some controversy. It states, quote, "Important. Drivers in Texas who drive less than 35 miles a day read this. However, the picture that accompanied the ad was a driver's license featuring a picture of 9/11 hijacker Muhammad Atta."
That's a scary-looking dude.
He is.
That's a scary-looking Egyptian poker dealer.
He looks like a...
When you said Egyptian poker dealer, Muhammad Atta.
That was the image that came with your...
With eyeliner, head. Like an Egyptian?
Yeah. He looks like somebody's aunt.
He looks like a hieroglyphic.
He looks like...
That's going to kill me.
That's going to kill 3,000 people. He looks like a hieroglyphic.
He looks like a hieroglyphic that's going to kill a bunch of dudes.
A bunch of dudes and make our country a living hell for 12 years.
Did you see him smash into that building? And then it turned into a waterfall?
I don't understand the waterfall.
10
what?
Years later, it turned into a waterfall.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Marker.
Good.
No, we waited long. It's a long enough time.
It's 10 years, it's whatever.
Pop filter, it's okay.
Pop filter, it's okay. I don't think the pop filter filters out what you think it filters out. I don't think it filters out casual racism.
It's not casual.
Okay. The ad was taken down, but nobody at Facebook or the insurance company could figure out how it got up there in the first place. He is weird. His neck is too thin. His jawline is too pronounced.
It's really, yeah, he's scary.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. He looks like he's going to unhinge and eat a civilization.
He's got the thousand yard stare.
He's got snake mouth.
Do you want to know what the name of my simple note tab was?
What?
Attaboy.
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 I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
A 27-year-old woman has fallen in love with the Statue of Liberty.
Does she want to gay marry you?
I think she might. The woman, who has previously had a passionate affair with a drum set, says that the statue is her long-distance lover and is blown away by how stunning the statue is. The woman has a condition called objectum sexuality, in which people fall in love with things rather than humans. The woman has visited the statue on 4 separate occasions, where she caresses the statue and has even leaned out a window to kiss its hair. She has thought about marrying the statue, but has decided against it because so many others love her, too.
The whole of America loves her.
Fucking statue's a slut. Dude, I just know, I know she could never commit to just me.
Jackie Treehorn, he treats objects like people, man.
Jackie Treehorn,
he treats statues like people, man. This is like that woman who fell in love with a roller coaster with a Viking ship.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Ah, that's
story from back in like 2000.
Horrible way to live. Lots of ups and downs. There's nothing to build on there. There's no foundation. Just a fulcrum.
Although, to be fair, they would be an open relationship because it does like to swing. Boing.
Wow, dude. You know, I figured out what listening to you is like. It's like watching a YouTube video where this 5-year-old kid keeps swinging at a ball on a tee, like in T-ball, but he just keeps whacking the fucking tee. Over and then the coach sets it up and then whack the tee. Ball just drops to the ground. I just keep setting up the ball and you just keep fucking whacking the tee.
You're the coach.
And then you swing so hard your helmet turns around. You can't even see it. I'm like, does it really matter that you can see? Here's the ball. Swing. Tee.
I think we can put those home movies up on YouTube because this isn't nonfiction.
Dear
this
God.
Isn't fiction. Sorry.
What did you say even?
I said it's a good thing that she's into an open relationship because the Viking ship likes to swing.
Oh, well, then you deserved it. T.
I'm sorry that I... No.
You're fine.
Okay. Am I?
Yeah.
I don't feel fine.
I feel kind of scared.
This hole is so deep that we're in. I can't... Chris, a bank robber in Washington, D.C. successfully robbed 4 banks with the simplest of tactics. A folded-up note demanding that the tellers hand over their money, or else he'll detonate a nuclear device.
Dun-dun-dun.
Bum-bum-bum.
Da-dum.
None of the tellers bought into the ruse. I'm sorry. Rather, they should have bought into the ruse, but none of the tellers sought proof of him actually having nuclear technology on him. Kind of figured that was a smart move on the teller's part, right? The inclination would be to laugh, but if there's a 1 in 10,000 chance that that guy has the remote control to the nuclear device, do you want to be the person who was responsible for that?
I think that I would tell him, listen, dude, you got a minute?
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm talking, you're the robber.
Yeah, I'm the robber.
How much you give for that device?
How much you give?
How much you give for that nuke? I like a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to
come
by. I got
like 10 grand in this drawer. Did you pay more than 10 grand?
Well, I mean,
probably.
It's on an installment
probably,
plan, so this would
probably not a good,
that would cover one of the installments.
Not a good choice.
It's 36 month financing, so if I rob 35 more banks, then we can, that'll be fine. Yeah. That'll have broken even.
So I'll tell you what.
It was zero interest financing.
I'm going to give you like $100.
No, okay.
Take a little class on personal finance.
Learn how to balance a checkbook.
Balance that out.
Think
about it.
Learn about CDs. Yep. Learn about IRAs, both Roth and non-Roth.
Non-Roth and Roth.
Yeah. Those damn Roth kids.
Keeping you tax-free for the next 60.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
They can go to duckfeed.tv, download more episodes of the show. From there, you can find our iTunes listing, leave us a rating or a review. You can tell your friends. You can go to duckfeed.tv/Amazon, and if you're going to be buying anything from Amazon, you can purchase something there, and we get a little kickback from that. That helps pay for our hosting, which is ample. And most of all, you can tell some friends and listen to the other shows on the DuckFeed Network. Was there anything else that I missed?
I think you got it.
Cool.
Comment and tell a friend. Do it.
All that. We want to hear from you.
Come see us live on the Facebook.
Yep. Come to our Google Hangout.
Come to our Google Hangout where we will plush you.
Plus you really hard.
Good night.
Good night.